Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 7. Book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 7. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. Here in some Bible reading. The Lord wants to communicate with you, and He wants to encourage you. As a father who stands beside his son and daughter and says, "Hey, do not worry. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Let not the insult or the reproaches of men hurt your heart. Do not be worried. Do not be dismayed." The Lord is taking a complete control upon you. He's enjoying the relationship that He has with you. For He calls you righteous. Listen to me, you who know righteousness. You who know righteousness, listen to me. These words are not to those who doesn't worship God, or in those heart God is not there. But the Lord is communicating and giving an assurance of hope, and He wants to eradicate that heart filled with sorrow. He wants to take away your pain, something that is bothering you much. The Lord is asking you to listen to Him. When you listen to God, when you listen to His words, then you will receive power. You will receive strength. For in the presence of God, there is no sorrow. In the presence of God, you will not feel loss. When God is with you, you will be filled. You will say, "I don't want anything because I have God with me." When God is talking to you, He's filling your heart with radiance. He's filling your heart with courage. And you will have that same courage and strength to face the world and to face any challenge that has been brought forth before you. That is how God works. And the Lord is not talking to an unbeliever, but He is talking to His children. He is talking to His child who is close to His heart. He is giving these words. He wants to encourage you. He wants to take you out of pain. And whatever be the situation that you are going through, He wants to clear off the situation. He wants to give you a peaceful mind, a peaceful heart, a peaceful life. That's why the Lord is calling you. He's taking your attention. He's calling you. He's saying, "Listen to me. Listen to me. You who know righteousness. You people in whose heart is my law." In whose heart is my law. Those who have kept the commandment of God. As Moses says, "I have engraved your words. I have engraved your commandments upon the shield of my heart." Likewise, to those who fear His name, and in those heart, the Lord can search in and find His law. He can find His commandments. He can find that there is a trembling and fear in their heart. They have a place which they have completely set apart, set right for me. God is talking to them. God is talking to His people who's following righteousness, to His people who has the law in their heart, who has invited Jesus Christ to be with them, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their own life savior. To them, the Lord is giving a word. He says that, "Do not fear the reproach of men." Do not fear the reproach of men. Why should you be afraid of? Whom should you be afraid of? You should be afraid and trembling in the presence of God. You are accountable only to God and not to man. What does the Bible say about man? Men are like the grass of the field. They bloom today and they fade away, they wither away tomorrow. Are you going to be afraid of such kind of man who's weak? God can do anything for you. God can topple your situation upside down. But what you should need is a faith. You should listen to the word of God. You should listen and give heed to the one who's speaking. For the Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Fill yourself with that faith. Fill yourself with that element called faith, which can unite you with the wonder workings of God. When you're filled with faith, you will renew the relationship that you have with God, that whatever you ask, you shall receive it. And likewise, you will be able to hear the thought of God. You will be able to hear the heartbeat of God. For you will be a fulfilled person in God. When you are in the relationship with God, then you will be made known the plans of God. God will speak to you. Directly, indirectly, God will speak to you somehow, and He will make His plans known to you. He will speak through the Holy Scripture. He will speak through the verses. He will speak through a life incident of someone who is close. But again, His heart is with those who fear Him. The heart of God is behind all those people who have kept His law. Even amidst of this crooked generation, even amidst of its crooked life, all those who have dedicated themselves, all those who have sacrificed themselves to follow the Lord, to follow His truth, to follow His commandments, to them the Lord is pleased with. To such kind of people, the love of God is always imminent. And the Lord wants to show that love to this world. That relationship that a father and son, the father and daughter has. God the Father and we the children have. That relationship should be known to this world. What a loving God they have. What a loving Father they have. He instructs them. He counsels them. He protects them. He cares for them. And He reveals them great things. People who doesn't believe God, they should know through the walk of your life. You should be the pioneer who will be leading them towards God. But today the Lord wants to speak. The word of God is that do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. When you have started, you have decided to take the cross, there will be people who will start reproaching, who start to bring in the swear words, who will always try to move you down. There will be always wolves who starts to howl around you. But my dear brothers and sisters, you have taken the cross of the living service, a service that you do to the living God. You have taken the cross, and the Lord is not burdening you with that cross. do not live here to please men. When David went into the battlefield, the enemy started to put him down. The enemy started to tease him and insult him to the core. But David was filled with the anointing of the Lord, and he was able to face a challenge. He was able to face that enemy and bring him down. That's what God wants to make you. He wants to make you a warrior. He wants to fill you with his anointing. He wants to take away the fear that is in your heart. Do not be afraid of man. Do not be afraid. Let not their insults hurt you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the anointing of the Lord. And stand. Stand strong and face the storm. For the Lord God Almighty is there with you. His law, His commandment, His words are there in your heart. You who practice righteousness, why do you have to fear? You who walking in the ways of the uprightness, why should you fear? The wicked should fear. And those who doesn't believe in God, they should fear. But why do you fear? When you are following the truth and when you're walking in spirit, the Lord is encouraging you and He is giving you a word. He wants you to open your ears and listen to His words. The Lord says, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, take heart these words. Isaiah 51 verse 7. Take heed to these commands of God. And take away that fear and that feeling of insecurity from your midst. For the Lord God Almighty is there with you. He is acknowledging your path. He is acknowledging your life. And He is living with you. Do not be worried. The Lord shall lead you. And He will guide you. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.